Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to this segment of Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I am Buddy Shula, and back pain and neuropathy, these are things that start happening to people sometimes at a younger age, but mostly at an older age. And boy, back pain, if you suffer from it, there's nothing like back pain. And we have got a great doc on this segment with us, Dr. Christian Milioto. And Dr. Christian is from the Western New York Pain Relief Center on Union Road in Cheektowaga. So you can call them at 650-7246, 650-7246, right on Union Road, right by Genesee Street. And get an appointment with them. You could also Google them at WNY Pain Relief. But Dr. Milioto is such a special doctor and has helped so many people. And I know this from myself. And that's why I wanted him to be on the segment of this Buffalo Means Business Show today. So welcome, Dr. Milioto.
Thank you so much for having me, buddy.
You're welcome. All right. So... first of all, I want to know from you, what is it that is special about your background and how you got into this profession? Because you got into this profession from the mindset of wanting to help others. I know that.
Yes. Yeah. So very long-winded story short, my story started back with my grandmother. As a kid, I watched my grandma age and slowly start to fall apart. She had spinal stenosis, rheumatoid arthritis, balance issues. She started to develop what's called radicular symptoms in the legs and feet and a form of neuropathy. And as she got older, the doctors always said, you know, Graham's getting older. We're going to help her with her pain. She was given prescription medications for her pain, Lortabs, hydrocortisone. She was also prescribed low-dose prednisone. And they just continued to up her dose over time. And it just got worse and worse and worse. But her pain was never getting better. And it was always the same story. Well, she's getting older, so we'll help her. And then one day we were honestly sitting at dinner and my grandma sneezed. And she's a little old Italian lady. And she goes, oh my God, I think I broke my ribs. And she did. From that point, we got some x-rays and found out that she had severe osteoporosis. And I started questioning how I wanted to help people. I always knew that I wanted to be a doctor, but I didn't want to be a doctor who was helping somebody when it was too late. I wanted to help a doctor who was be a doctor who helped people dealing with these nerve and joint disorders and helping them eliminate the use of medications, surgeries, and injections before it got to the point where my grandma was, where she ended up getting fused in her neck and back. So I dedicated my life to that. I started my education, getting my degree in pre-med. I had 2 degrees in biology and chemistry, and then I went along to become a doctor. I had the honor of being at several different clinics, ECMC, which is a trauma one hospital, working with surgeons, radiologists, and patients who had strokes. I was at Dent Neurologic working with people who had already had surgery, and I was starting to have really good outcomes with these patients with my guidelines of care and how I wanted to do things. So I started studying researched and evidence-based medicine, and I created the clinic that I have now, where we focus on eliminating these conditions, restoring quality of life, helping people with these nerve, joint, and balance disorders, and eliminating the use of drugs, surgery, or multiple different kinds of medication to simply manage their pain.
And very successfully as well. Again, we're here with Dr. Christian Milioto from Western New York Pain Relief Center on Union Road in Cheektowaga. To schedule your appointment, 650-7246. That's 650-7246. 46. Describe how somebody with back pain, there's back pain and then there's back pain. So what when people come to you, what are they going through at that point with back pain and neuropathy, which we'll talk about?
Yeah. So to be honest with you, research shows that most people will not get help for their neck or back until the third or fourth time they hurt themselves. Generally, it starts off with a little ache and pain, soreness after mowing the lawn or shoveling. Maybe you turned and rotated funny, woke up out of sleep and noticed your back was hurting you. Well, eventually this pain starts to become chronic. These patients are feeling tightness in the back, weakness in the legs and feet. They start noticing that maybe their hip or buttocks is hurting them, or they're getting weird symptoms into their legs and feet. And these are all signs of inflammation in the joint, in the nerve. It could be from disc bulges or herniations. It can be from the early onset or advancement of spinal stenosis, which I call a almost hidden disease. Most of the patients who come into my office have honestly had pain from anywhere from 10 days to 10 to 25 years. And they're typically 65 or older. That's when these symptoms start to settle in. And the patient notices it's not getting better. Their good days are getting worse, and their worst days are getting even more worse. So when they come to me, you know, they have the hope, or they see something that catches their eye where maybe we can make a difference in their lives. And generally we do. We sit down, we get their individual history, talk about what's going on with their pain. I will discuss any x-rays or MRIs they have, and sometimes they don't. But there are ways that a doctor can help to assess and diagnose a nerve or a joint disorder. And we quickly figure out what that patient's problem is. And then from there, we go on to create a customized treatment for them. And we eliminate a majority, if not all, of their pain.
Well, and you also, I know you also like to eliminate a majority, if not all, of the medications they're on.
Yes. Yes.
So eliminating medications is so important to people, because as you get older, you forget what you got to take. You're taking 900 medications. You try to avoid all of that.
The biggest thing I explain to people about pain medication is, truthfully, whether it's an over-the-counter medication like Advil, Tylenol, or something else for pain, whether it's a pain medication itself, these will not fix the problem. Pain medications that are prescribed to you are utilized to manage pain and symptoms. They will not fix your problem. Over time, they can lead to an increased dose. You can lead to addictive properties. There are medications like gabapentin, Lortab, Cymbalta, things that people are getting for pain these days that do not fix the problem. Many of my patients come into the office and they are on one of these things. And they're quite surprised to discover when we talk about them that they do not work on back pain or neuropathy. And many people will ask why it's prescribed to them. And the simple answer is there is no medication for back or joint pain. So they prescribe these things to help, but really what they're doing is they're affecting the central nervous system, which is our brain. Gabapentin is used for nerve or joint disorders, for example. It's actually an anti-seizure medication. It leaves the patient feeling sluggish or maybe slightly depressed because it's changing the brain chemistry, which then in hopes reduces the patient's interpretation of a symptom. It tends to not do that. What many of my patients will say is that pain medication will take the edge off. And many of us feel that way. It doesn't fix the problem, but it helps us get through the day. It helps us at least have some quality of life. And my goal is to restore the quality of life and eliminate those medications.
Let's talk about neuropathy, because a lot of people, especially over 50, might correct, maybe 55 and even older, get first of all, what is neuropathy?
So neuropathy, by medical terminology, simply means symptoms in the peripheral nervous system. That's our hands and our feet. Patients with neuropathy, though, will feel many, many different things: numbness, burning, tingling, pins and needles, balance issues. I have a new patient that I'm working with today who said that he feels like he has rocks in his shoes and little spots of his feet. And when he walks, all he feels is the pain of those pebbles, or that interpretation of those pebbles in his feet. But what neuropathy really is damage to nerve, damage to blood supply, or damage to the origin of the nerve, which is in the spine. Many people think that you have to be a diabetic or that you have to have a circulatory disorder or have undergone chemo or radiation therapy. Or on a deeper end, I have military veterans who are exposed to Agent Orange. Those are different things that can cause neuropathy. But neuropathy in the hands and feet can also come from the spine, from the neck or the back, and they tend to be undiagnosed, or the patient might not realize that they have a more severe condition in the neck and back. I get many patients who come in who have seen dent neurologic or other neurologists or other surgeons, and they are diagnosed with neuropathy, but they are not diabetics. We quickly figure out that those symptoms and what they're experiencing is coming from the spine. And not only do we help that person by treating the spine and where the neuropathy is, but those symptoms diminish very quickly. And typically it's in no longer than 4 to 8, maybe 10 weeks of care.
That is interesting, because I know how that tingling and stuff can be, where most people have that tingling, especially like in their fingers and feet. And is that where it is most?
Neuropathy will tend to affect the ends of the extremities. So the hands, fingertips, feet, toes. But a lot of patients will start to notice that it begins there, but then it starts to creep up. So it can start to get into the ankle, into the calf. And then once it gets to the knee or past the knee, the neuropathy is progressing. So you do want to do something about it and be as proactive as you can. Many doctors will tend to tell people too that neuropathy cannot be eliminated. It can't be cured. That is not necessarily true. The symptoms of neuropathy and the inflammation that the person is dealing with can be eliminated. It might not always be 100%. And we're always very honest about the individual that we're working with and the symptoms they have, depending on the severity. But you do not have to live your life with neuropathic or joint pain. You just simply don't.
Like, I'm getting like, this is an actual story. I'm getting like a tingle in my finger right now. And my hypochondria is kicking in. So I might stop at the Western New York Pain Relief Center. We got a couple of minutes here remaining in the segment. Dr. Christian Milioto from the Western New York Pain Relief Center, 650-7246 to schedule consultation and appointment, 650-7246. We're talking about eliminating back pain and neuropathy pain. There are a couple of seminars that your seminars are great, because you get a chance to talk to the doctor one-on-one, which is, you know, these days is hard to do anytime to talk to any doctors, but you get this great opportunity to talk and ask questions one-on-one with the doctor. And when are your seminars coming up for this month here in January?
So we have a seminar Wednesday, January 19th at 1 p.m. and also Wednesday, February 16th at 1 p.m. And this is an opportunity for patients to come in, or potential patients. They can learn about back pain and neuropathy. They can learn about the symptoms they're experiencing and what their bodies are going through. Then we talk about some of the medications and the things that they might be taking. We then at the end will talk about the therapies we use. Everything in the office is customized, but the advantage to our treatments so they are painless. They do benefit the patient by creating healing and eliminating medication. And we show the patients our system. Everything is customized to the patient. And we use treatments in the office, which are called state-of-the-art therapies, to target each one of the issues. So we might work on the joint, the nerve, the muscle, and the blood supply in unison. And that's what provides our patients with long-term pain relief and the quality of life they deserve.
So many people that I personally know have found relief after trying 900 different things, different doctors. They have found relief from Western New York Pain Relief and Dr. Christian Milioto. I'm telling you that right now. If you have back pain or neuropathy, I'm just being honest with you. I personally know lots of people who have gone to see Dr. Milioto and with much success, and they're glad they did. 650-7246. Again, 650-7246. Look them up. You can Google it. WNY Pain Relief, right on Union Road in Cheektowaga. Dr. Milioto, always great to speak with you. It's always a great learning experience, and we hope to have you back on the show again soon. Have a great new year.
You too. It was an honor and a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Already, what a great, great segment. You are listening to Buffalo Means Business. I'm Buddy Shula, and this is News Radio 930 WBEN.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.